Okay, guys, welcome back. Another episode. And guess who's back? Mr. Neil Holmes. And this time I get to share with you guys how I am getting involved in this business because it literally is blowing my mind. All right, let's go.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
All right. So one of the things that I want to talk about because, all right, total mic drop moment here, you guys, is I am the systems and automations person working on the back end of Suncoast Leads here with Neil. So this project is very personally exciting to me as well. And so I want to go back to the place where, Neil, where you talked about that with the traditional or current model for most contractors.
If you're the contractor, how do you separate yourself? How do you get leads? How do you do things that are not the more traditional things like Home Advisor, Thumbtack? Unfortunately, it's, you know, first one in wins, and your customer already has three quotes, so they're not going to get a fourth one.
You've even seen this with people. In fact, we've even been testing some stuff out with some of the local people that you've been doing working with, but it's what we decided, because, you know, my automation brain is, I'm like, well, what if we can guarantee that you're always the first person to the phone? And all that takes is some marketing automation. You just put that in place, right?
Exactly.
So all of a sudden you're delivering leads that are 100% tailored and designed and only for that contractor.
Correct.
And then we have this full system that kicks in and automatically follows up by email and text message and voicemail drops. And it all goes into a system so that you will never lose a single lead. And you are always the first person and the last person to talk to them.
No, it's very true, because when you talk about people who are opting in, you know, for any kind of service, I mean, how often is somebody actually going to answer the phone? You know, we live in a day now where people will not answer their door when somebody rings on it, or call me, you should be texting me. You know, this is the world we live in now. And so it's even more important to have that automation set up, because a lot of people will ignore that phone call, and then it's just lost time. So having an automation system set up, like with what Jen's doing now, is it's covering all the holes that anybody's ever had when it comes to lead generation.
Mm-hmm. And it's so amazing, because the conversion rates that you are already getting just from delivering leads, even without a follow-up system, so incredible. I mean, you go back to your chiropractor friend and what, 150 clients in 2 months?
Yeah. And that was off of having somebody opt in and then having somebody from the office call them to set up an appointment. You know, that was just who showed up. There were a lot more leads of people who had opted in who just didn't answer the phone.
Yeah. And that's just all based on a phone call. So now you add this other system in that sends out texts and sends out emails. And yeah, it can be that super annoying thing, but guess what? I just did this with my own. I was like, okay, interest rates are dropping. I'm going to check out refining our house, right? And so I went and opted into one of those things. And guess how many millions of phone calls that I got and text messages, but guess who ended up getting my business? The person that kept following up and following up and following up.
Right. Because you may have been interested, but maybe you weren't ready. And that's always the biggest problem. That's, everybody forgets that, where they think if they don't answer the first or the second time, then they give up on it. But they, you forget, like somebody raised their hand and said, I'm looking for this. You just have to know that they may not be ready yet, but if you don't, it is, they will never be ready if you stop following up.
Right. But the way it's done right now is you're either paying somebody like your front desk person or your salesperson or you to have to follow up and follow up and follow up and follow up and remember to consistently do that and tell a person either, as we, as I like to call it, die by or unsubscribe, right? they're like, nope, or yes, I'm in. And to pay somebody to do that or to like remember to do it, oh my God, what a pain in the butt. Seriously.
Well, and here's another thing. Don't forget, who's doing the follow-up? If you're paying someone to follow up, they don't treat it the way that you would as the business owner, because to them, mm-hmm. it's not that, it's just a task.
Mm-hmm.
So to have somebody who cares about it doing it, and if that's you, you don't have the time to do it. So you pass that off. So a lot of leads get, they all fall through the cracks eventually because you have somebody who's not, who doesn't care as much about it. But when you have an automated system set up, it's doing it for you.
Yeah. So true. And the way that we tailor, just like what you're doing with the ads, which is amazing, turning it into their voice and targeted for their ideal audience. Like that's what we're doing with the same follow-up system. So it's still your voice, but all you ever are doing is like recording one voicemail and we're redesigning all the rest of the stuff and away it goes.
Exactly.
So cool. I love nerding out on that stuff. It's so awesome. But it does, it makes where you can literally have a month's worth or 2 weeks worth or whatever we need to do of follow-up that's going to happen automatically until the person literally is like, leave me alone or come give me a quote.
Exactly.
Yeah. So cool. All right. Okay, Neil. So we have talked a lot about kind of how this process works and how it's different than other standard practices out there. So if I am a contractor, do I have to be in Florida? A. And B, how do I find out more information about if this is going to work for my business?
Okay, so no, you don't have to be here. Just like I said earlier, we need to know more about your customer. Who is your customer avatar? Who's your dream client? And what are all their characteristics? So you don't have to be in Florida, number one. But number two, if you want to get more information, you go to Suncoast Leads. It's all one word, suncoastleads.com. And then right there, you can book a call and a discovery call with actually... yours truly here with Jen.
Yep. I'm going to talk to you about all the ways that we're going to be able to help you and if this is the right fit, because we don't work with everybody.